Well, we finally are back in the studio.
It's because we're finally back in the same state.
Yeah, where you been?
Me.
You've been out on the road forever. I have been sitting here trying to hold this house down and nothing.
I've been scooping poop.
You did what?
Scooped some poop.
Before the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're a multitasker. As I was setting this up, getting able to record,
you were scooping poop. That's awesome.
Great. Did you wash your hands before you came over here and started touching all the mics and knobs and stuff?
Yes.
All right. So what's new in your world here on Wrinkled Sheets podcast number? I don't really know and don't care.
It's Tuesday. It's
Tuesday.
More fabulous than Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I had one of those Mondays yesterday where it was just like putting out fires. The proverbial fire.
What did you say you were...
No, we're not going to quote me today on this podcast.
You were proactive over reactive.
Yes, I was being proactive today rather than being reactive.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's how you should live your life.
Is
being proactive. Because you gotta be proactive. You got to get the job done before it's sent to you.
What
to
is
done.
The difference between...
Reactive people sit there and wait for someone to ask for something.
Mm-hmm.
Proactive people know that it needs to be done and just gets it done without having to be asked.
Hence why you came down and cleaned out the poop.
Right.
Because you were like, that probably needs to be done while he boots the computer and gets us ready.
I'm a very proactive worker. Because I don't like feeling like I'm behind.
Is that why you're always stressed at work?
I'm not always stressed, but Monday was a little stressful. I'm a people pleaser, which is hard when you're in recruiting. Because you're constantly trying to please people with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always, you know, it's never the perfect match.
Then you probably already just quit that job, huh?
Well, what am I going to do? Work at McDonald's?
What did you go to school for?
Broadcast journalism.
Here we are. You could be making a ton of money off this podcast if you would just apply yourself.
Really? I must suck. Anyway, this is our hobby. I don't want to make this our job. I don't think we would work well together. You know, a lot of couples don't work well together. It's the end of relationships.
Is it?
Some people,
is that why they don't like fraternizing at companies?
Because, if you're constantly with someone, you're with someone at work, you're with someone at home, you're with someone on the weekends, someone's going to die.
Some people like that, though.
I know, but those people are weird. Don't you like your time away? Don't you like when I'm gone my 40-plus hours a week?
No, I hate that.
Liar.
I knew that. I saw the trap. I looked down, and I saw the tripwire on that one. I wasn't about
to. I came home 30 minutes early yesterday, and you're like, why are you home?
Wasn't 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I've come home early every Monday since I moved my showtime.
That's right. You're two girls and a bottle of wine.
Right.
On TRadioV.
But you didn't look happy to see
Denver,
me.
Huh?
You didn't look happy. You were like, why are you home?
Well, I was about to go lay down and take my nap, and I thought I'd be asleep, but have my nap in by the time you got back at 5.
Well, if you didn't have the laptop up and running, you probably would have been asleep long before I got home.
Huh.
Huh.
This has turned into a bitch session. Is that the right word?
Nope.
Why do you hate me so much?
I was not bitch.
What do you have to talk about there on your iPad?
So I got my nails done this evening, and I got black tips.
Right, it's very goth.
Very exciting.
You look very goth.
I do not.
You have long black nails.
No. We were actually talking about the nails, because a year ago, I was doing my nails pretty regularly, and then I took some time off because I didn't have a second job anymore, and I needed to save money, but... Then I got the second job again, and now I'm like, I can afford my nails, so I'm back doing the nails. So the nail place I go to, they're really great. They're great customer service. Like, I walk in, they're like, hello, Janet.
They know your name at the nail salon?
Yeah.
Do they say Janet or Janet?
No, they speak English.
Okay.
And they even remember I was talking to her, and I had pink tips on my nails. And I walked in, I was like, well, I want the black tips today. And she's like, wow, you've come a long way since last year. Because last year, I was new at my job. Actually, I've been at MozTech a year. What's today's date?
And MozTech, for the people that are
listening. That's my day job.
Is your day job.
Right.
And your recruiter. And what do they do? What do they actually do? They're wiring installers or something?
MozTech is an umbrella company. A division of MozTech that I work for is MozTech Advanced Technologies, which focuses on telecommunications. The bulk of our business, we are a home service provider for DirecTV. But we also work with WildBlue and Exceed, which works with, like, internet in the rural areas that can't have, like, the normal internet like we have. And then we're also branching out a business called Digital Life, which is, like, home security.
So anybody listening who needs a position in any of those?
Yeah, I could probably hook you up.
Because so, everybody you've talked to that knows that you're in a recruiter goes, hey.
I need a job. And I'm like, well, I'm not hiring in Colorado. I need people in Texas. So, yeah. Okay, so what's today's date? Today's the 19th?
Yes.
I have been at MozTech a year today.
Congratulations. You have not gotten yourself fired in 1 year.
So back to my story. A year ago, I was getting my nails done, new to the company, and I'm like, well, I don't want to go crazy. So I was sticking with the boring light pinks, maybe go a little light purple, go a little crazy.
Very foo-foo, very yes. Barbie.
Yes, very, you know, feminine, but, like, conservative. Yeah. So, and then when I was thinking about starting getting my nails done again, my boss comes into work with green tips, because she's a Green Bay Packer fan, and I guess they did well at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, hell no.
If she can do this.
And she even told me a story. She's like, yeah, you know, her boss, which is the VP of HR, was like, awesome nails. I'm like, really? I was so scared. So I went and got my pink tips, and then we're going to Vegas. Well, you're going to go work in Vegas, but I'm going to go have fun in Vegas in a couple weeks.
I'll be in Las Vegas April 1st through the 7th at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club in the MGM Grand.
That's a gay voice.
That's the announcer voice.
So I was like, I want to do something fun, and so I have black glitter tips.
Very nice. Now, nails,
and
we were
talking. And they remember all of this, my nail people.
Do they take notes, like keep notes?
No.
Like a,
no.
The last time she was here, she got, and I used this kind of product, and.
No, my hair girl does, but no, like, she's doing my nails. She's like, can you believe a year ago you were doing, like, light pink? And I'm like.
Is she Asian? She talks like
yes.
That?
Yes. Yes, they speak good English. I was joking with her. I was like, you know, in college I used to do, like, zebra and leopard, and my nail lady did not speak good English. And so the first time I walk in, I was like, I want zebra, and she did not understand what
now,
zebra
was. Now,
did
she speak good English or did she speak English well?
You're making fun of me.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
And I remember having to show her my purse, which was zebra at the time, and be like, zebra.
Match this.
And she's like, oh, animal print. I'm like, yes.
So
that was back in Branson.
Nails have gotten very creative, as we were talking about the other day in the mall.
Yeah, there's like 3D nails. Like, I don't know if you saw Miranda's tweet. She had like 3D pistols and wings and crazy.
But. Like we saw the other day when you were in, what was that store? They had the skull nails and stuff?
Sephora.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to do that? Now probably that you've gone all black, you can go more goth now.
Probably not going to get all black and skully on them.
Why not? You could be like the chick from NCIS.
Yeah, I could be like Abby.
You could get all Abby-fied. Start wearing like little bloody
funny.
Catholic schoolgirl skirts. And.
So when I was getting my nails done, I was thinking, we were talking about, like, I was like, it's not like I'm going all crazy, all Marilyn Manson with the thick eyeliner. And she was like, you know, what happened to him? He hasn't been in the news since, like, the 90s.
He's got a new album out. He's touring right now.
I just saw this. Yeah, Marilyn Manson is crazy, throws smoke bomb at Spring Breakers party. Yep. He's kind of.
What did he do?
He
What's
threw
the article?
A smoke bomb at a Spring Break party.
What's the article?
Okay, Marilyn Manson likes to have a good time all the time, and what's fun for him may not be fun for everybody else. Manson likes to make a scene wherever he goes, and when he attended the Spring Breakers premiere party last week, that's exactly what he did. He was leaving the Emerson Theater in Los Angeles Thursday night. The shock rocker, which I've never heard that term, shock rocker.
Shock rocker.
He's a shock rocker, was seen throwing a smoke bomb from the window of his car. Apparently, firemen jumped right in to make sure the bomb wasn't any real threat, and lucky for him and everyone around, it was not.
Couldn't he be arrested for something like that?
You would think so.
They don't know if it's a real bomb or not in this day and age?
Well, I guess it's his signature move. That's what he does. He throws smoke bombs.
Oh.
He did the same thing recently at Greystone Manor. Greystone Manor? What's that?
I don't know.
No. He's crazy. Or he's constantly on drugs.
Were you a Maryland fan?
No, I was scared of him. Because, like I was saying, back when he was famous, I was like junior high, high school. When he first got crazy big and...
Wow, how old are you?
Didn't he have ribs removed to do, like, acts of pleasure on himself?
I don't know that one at all, but...
That could have been a rumor.
Wait, I've got to... I'm going to have to Google that. Where's my phone?
That's probably, like, a
is that one of those...
stories.
Those.
But that's what I was told, and I was a good Christian girl, and I was like, oh, my gosh, he wears makeup. Oh, my gosh, he does that? Yeah.
Do you think those are his real lips? You know, he's always got them, like, bright red, and they're huge.
Yeah, I think so. He was on a television show, right, when he was younger, before he went crazy?
I don't know that
he was
either.
An actor?
You know more than I do.
He was an actor or something, and, like, I remember seeing pictures of him, and I think I remember big lips.
Marilyn Manson... I'm going to put Marilyn Manson ribs.
It'll give you a barbecue recipe.
Well, let's see. Here we go.
Maybe I'm making all this stuff up. I don't know. Like, I remember this stuff. Like, it was yesterday.
This says, rumor had it that the goth god, Marilyn Manson, had the lower part of his ribs removed to give himself head.
Wow, you just went straight for that
term.
That's
what it says on the thing. Let me click on the link here.
It's going to be a video.
Let's see. I can't look.
I don't know.
I don't see the article here.
Like, I don't even know any of his songs. Do you?
I don't either. Not one song.
I don't either.
Is that because we're out of touch? Have we become... Because you were in junior high when he was famous, and I still don't know.
I don't know if it was junior high. I remember waiting for a bus at the bus stop, and one of my friends at the time was a big fan. She scared me. Like, she dared me. I think it was...
See those giant lips? Look at that picture. Yeah. Giant lips.
And his eyes...
He was living with a hot girl for a while that was so out of his league. Mm. What was her name?
I don't track hot girls like you do.
Oh. I'll have to Google. Yeah. It was Rachel. Was it Rachel Wood? Rachel?
No, I don't know who that is. I am out of touch, obviously. I didn't even know Ryan Seacrest and Julianne Hough broke up.
Where have you been?
MozTech. Hiring. Now hiring.
I guess he got... tired of her not having a penis or something.
I was gonna say
that's still the rumor.
Yeah, but you know,
if you're gonna have a beard, you might as well have a hot one for a while.
She really like cashed in on that whole relationship. She went from Dancing with the Stars to being an actress in like real movies.
Oh, and now here's the 40 most music rumors, number six. That was number six.
Oh.
Rumor had it that the goth god Marilyn Manson had the lower part of his ribs removed. Why? The pesky thing got in the way of him performing oral sex on himself. The rumor, of course, was proven false, mostly because it's not possible.
I didn't know.
So there you go. But you had heard that,
right?
And it stayed with you.
Yeah. Because that was pretty traumatic.
Thought, huh, Kit?
No. Ew. The Pistol Annies have announced the release date of their next album.
The Hush Hush or whatever it is? Is there a song?
It's called Annie Up.
But I saw something today about one song they were going to have released.
Oh, yes. Last week they released the first single called Hush Hush, which
Hush
I
Hush.
Haven't heard. Have you heard?
No. I just saw that on the
Yeah. So May 7th.
Stuff. So you're excited about this?
I am.
Can't be near as good as the Ashley Monroe.
It's going to be 11 days prior to the Miranda concert. Do you think they'll be touring with her? You think they'll come out on stage with her?
Ashley Moreau?
No, the Pistol Annies.
Oh. No, they probably will.
You think they will be?
Mm-hmm. If it's 11 days before her own concert, she ought to be promoting it no matter what, don't you think?
Right, and like popping up with the Annies. You think Dierks would allow that?
I think it's her show.
Reloaded tour. Oh, aren't they co-headlining?
Is that what they're saying?
I don't know.
Who do you think's a bigger star at this point right now?
Miranda Lambert. But I would have said that 5 years ago when it wouldn't have been true. I think I did. When we first started dating, remember I went to Cheyenne to see Miranda?
Uh-huh.
Miranda opened for Dierks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is like a, all right, Dierks, things aren't going well. I'll take you with me.
That was the Loaded tour, and this is the Reloaded tour. Yeah. And then a friend of mine who's a big Dierks fan, we were joking back and forth. I was like, well, you know, she's being nice and letting him end the show.
Well, have you heard the rumors that she and Blake are splitting
up? But did you see them tweet each other?
No.
Oh, yeah. Let me pull that up, because I'm going to pull that up right now. It was quite hilarious, because I heard that too, and I was getting a little scared.
Well, they're never together. They're just,
they have, yeah.
How many days did you say they spent together? Like 20-something days?
That was their first year of marriage. Okay, so Miranda, I know Blake tweeted, Miranda, just read in a tabloid that our marriage is falling apart. Oh no, can't wait to read if we make it or not. And then the next tweet was, why are we tweeting each other when we're literally laying an inch apart? Wait, don't answer that. Keep it clean.
I think they're swingers.
What?
That's what I think. I think they've figured out some way to keep it together by being swingers.
You just have that on the mind. Where's Butterfly?
Jumped out of my lap.
Have we not learned anything?
What?
Carry on with it.
Did you leave the door open and the dog is going to go in there with the cat stuff? Sorry about that. If you're listening, the dog has gone into the cat's area and she goes in there and makes small puddles. Did you get her? Okay. Door's closed. She's headed back. We will continue the podcast. Now, we haven't done one of these yet without a dog or cat problem.
I know. Well, you know, I'm a little annoyed because we have learned that letting the dogs roam freely down here creates messes. There's random pee spots.
I think that's the cat. I think the cat has just decided it does not want to use its box anymore.
So after 8 years, she just rebels against the box.
Well, after it gets so dirty for, you know, several weeks that it sounds
like. I do not go weeks. I feel guilty going a few days. Like, back when I had the cat living on the same level that I was living on, I would scoop daily, but not anymore. It's like every other day. What was that noise?
I heard something, but I don't know what it was.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, it's still going.
So what's on your mind?
The swingers party you worked. That's why I was trying to lead into that before you flipped out and went, where's the dog? Where's the dog going?
And that's how I sound.
So tell the people about the swingers party you had to work.
They don't tip as well as normal parties. That's all I care about. I was a waitress. I was serving drinks to people that were having a private party.
A swingers party.
It was my second one, so it wasn't as big of a deal. But it was your first one.
What'd you think the very first time you would?
I didn't know what to expect because I didn't know where the boundaries were. And there were a couple of people that tried to cross the boundaries, but it was nipped in the bud. It's just a way to meet people. It's just like a like, you know, those dating groups that,
like speed dating.
Kinda. Yeah.
Hi. Are you in the lifestyle? No. Next.
Yeah. It's different. It's not something I want to know any more about.
You're not curious?
Not at all. No. If I bore you that much, we gotta chat.
Really?
Yeah.
Those people seemed really happy, though, didn't they?
But I want to see statistically how many of them are still together in a year. I want to see the numbers. But they don't even use their real names in their group. They all have usernames.
They do. Like Caramel Drizzle?
Yeah. Like, if you were to look at the list of the people that were coming, it was like Caramel Drizzle, Muffin Top, you know, stuff like that. It nobody used their real names.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I did hear that they were thinking about doing a reality TV show about that group. And a lot of people said...
That specific group?
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people in that group were like, no.
Yeah, because they're like really, professionals.
We can't really be a doctor if people know. Can't really be a lawyer.
Right.
Don't really want this. If you're a school teacher, can't really.
Right. Or a cop mm-hmm. or, you know. That's your... It's just like anyone. Nobody
That's
wants...
a secret society.
Well, people have things that they're that they might be into that they're not proud of. Like, if I had a Barbie collection at the age of 32.
You do.
I do not.
It's right around the corner.
That's from when I was a child. Oh. It's not like I'm still collecting and playing and brushing their hair every day. But people... They're,
Wait.
What?
You used to brush Barbie's hair?
As a little girl. I didn't have a little sister. I wanted one.
So Barbie was sort of your little sister?
Yes.
Did you take her and do things with her and stuff? Like?
Yeah, didn't you have like a doll or something?
No, I'm a guy.
Yeah. So? You had like a G.I. Joe. You're like, this is my G.I. Joe.
My G.I. Joe would or just attack my sister's Barbie.
Did you have He-Man?
No, that was later.
Oh.
I was a G.I. Joe. That was when He-Man came later.
Oh.
My G.I. Joe was the one that had the fake... They had the glue on hair and action kung fu wrist. Kung fu grip.
Oh, well, at least they had plastic when you were little.
And then I would make it kiss my sister's Barbie, and she'd get all mad. Because I'd, come on, Barbie, give it to me. And she'd be like, Mom, he's doing it again.
I bet you were a pain. I bet you were a pain. Is she younger than you?
Yeah, my sister is.
Okay.
Yeah, she's 3 years younger than me.
I'm sure you were.
Your brother didn't do anything like that to you?
Oh, I was mean to him.
What'd you do to him?
Very mean. I was just very mean to him.
Like what?
Like, I would exclude him from everything I did. I would, like, punch him. I would tell him that our parents liked me better. It was bad.
You're evil.
We hated each other up until he was 17 and I was 21.
And then one day it was like,
hey, I can buy you alcohol. Whoops. I only did that once.
Really?
Never did that. I never did that. I'm joking. No, we had fun together. And I think that's why my sister-in-law doesn't like me. Because
you drink and hang out at singles kind of?
No, because...
Swinger things?
I like to have fun and relax. And she's very, like... I don't want to do anything, and you're evil.
She still thinks you're evil?
Yeah. That you know, about a year ago, I went on vacation with them, and it was not exciting, because it's obvious when someone doesn't like you. I thought we had moved beyond that, but meh. Hmm. Have you ever had that in any of your previous relationships?
Were they somebody in their family thought I was evil?
Or you just knew they didn't like you? There was, like... It was obvious.
No, I honestly can't think of any.
But you're a guy. You're kind of oblivious.
I think I've had parents that didn't like...
What are you doing?
Putting the dog down because I'm tired of holding it.
Why have a dog if you don't want to cuddle with it?
Well, I don't have a girlfriend.
Because you need someone to watch the house and dogs when you are away.
Bam! No, so I don't think I've had anybody. Have you had a relationship that... You were not liked?
I'm pretty likable.
No, seriously. Did you have...
I think my brother's wife doesn't like me. I'm pretty sure my high school boyfriend that we dated for a few months, his mom didn't like me.
Thought you were...
I was Baptist and they were Catholic.
Oh. Speaking of the Catholic, the new Pope...
Uh-huh.
Somebody was talking today about him being a Jesuit...
Yeah, what's that mean?
I don't really know, but they were like, it's bad. He's a Jesuit. And I go, I don't really know what that means. And they go, they're the ones that are involved with the keepers of the secrets. I go, you mean like the Illuminati? Yeah, kind of like that. Had you ever heard anything like that?
Huh.
That the Jesuits were higher up the secret chain.
No, I didn't really pay attention to stuff like that. Is that weird?
I don't know. That's something we should Google at some point and find out and know more about.
We should educate ourselves on a religion that we're not even involved in.
Well, you should, because it's conversation. It's a news that goes on in the world, and you don't want to be one of those people like, it doesn't affect me, so I don't need to know anything about it.
Yeah.
That's horrible. You don't want to be like that.
Okay.
That's why people can't carry on a lot of conversations or don't know or don't vote about things, because like, I don't know.
Right. So I need to educate myself.
No, you need to keep abreast of what's going on in the news, just like I do, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm on Twitter.
Right now?
No. That's why I read Twitter, to keep up what's going on. That's why I was so shocked that I didn't know about Ryan Seacrest and Julian Huff. Because I usually catch everything.
Where did you finally hear it today?
It was on, I was getting my nails done, Entertainment Tonight came on, and they were like, who won in that relationship? And
who won? Because
Dancing with the Stars premiered last night, and her brother's still on it. They were saying she did, because of how it boosted her career. Do you
she
agree?
Got movies. She got movies out of it, and she got her
she went
higher
from
profile.
Being, like, Dancing with the Stars chick and Chuck Wicks's girlfriend to being Ryan Seacrest's girlfriend.
You're still mad about that, aren't you?
I am. And an actress in several movies, right? Wasn't she just in the most recent movie that came out that was like all pumped out?
Yeah, she was in another
romantic comedy.
Wasn't it a Nicholas Sparks? Another Nicholas Sparks movie?
How did that movie do?
I don't know.
How am I supposed to think I can keep up on things if you don't? You're constantly looking at your phone.
I'm trying to keep up with the news. But I did know it was a Nicholas Sparks movie. I did know it came out. I can't tell you how well it did or the numbers at the box office or, you know. Are you tired?
No. The dog is like
going crazy.
Running around here with like a chicken with its head
looking
cut
for
off.
It's looking for the cat.
Oh, is that what she's doing?
Mm-hmm.
And what is she gonna do when she finds him? Finds her.
Nothing. It's like when a dog barks and chases a car. I'm like, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna catch it? Drive it? What are you gonna do?
You know what app I discovered that I'm really sad that you didn't tell me about?
What's that?
The Chive app. I love it. I love that app.
You just like the cat app part of it.
No, there have been cat days, because I think it's Cat Saturdays on Chive. But they still have, like, funny stuff. And then they have the not-so-funny stuff, which is just half-naked women.
That's the funny stuff.
I guess.
You haven't noticed the T-shirts around town? You'll notice it now that you know Chive.
Yeah.
You'll see bumpers. There's bumper stickers that say, keep calm and Chive on. And
What started this website?
I have no idea.
Again.
A column. I can't know everything.
I thought that's why I loved you. You love me for babysitting your house and dogs.
You love me for the hot sex. That's what it is.
Oh.
Several times in 1 week. That's what you're looking for.
Crazy. Stop. We're not talking like this. Dirty boy. Dirty boy. Dirty, dirty boy.
You started it.
Tomorrow's the first day of spring.
Did they move that?
I don't know.
It's something else I don't know. I don't. Because remember, I thought it was the 22nd, but now it's the 20th.
Didn't they
move daylight savings time up? I don't know that either. I don't.
I just do what I'm told. Oh, okay, switch my clock. Thanks for telling me.
Yeah, I think they moved that up too. That's why I was thinking that maybe they moved spring up, but I don't know.
The days are super long now.
Yeah, I was out cleaning dog poop. Now come think of it. You did cat,
and I did dog poop
since the snow melted.
Yes, and the neighbors were giving us evil looks because our little neighborhood
smelled
like
poop.
Because we were
like a methane factory going on in the backyard.
It was
horrible.
You got to hire a service. You know, you could pay someone.
Not all winter. Because that's what it was. The snow melted, and then it was like, whoa.
It was gross. I used to pay a service in the winter. I did it all year long. It was like $35 a month, and they came out every week, and they scooped the poop.
Was it one of those had the names like Close Encounter of the Turd Kind? Or?
I think it was Pooper Scooper.
Yeah. I think their slogan is, we pick up where they leave off.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oof. They all have some kind of poopy logo thing like that.
I want to do a garden this year.
Jeremy's doing one.
I don't care. I want to do one. Like, I was thinking, like, in like potting things, because we don't have a backyard that would do a garden well, because the shade.
Do you want to do like
tomatoes and cucumbers?
Oh, we could do that.
Yes.
I think our pal Radio Jeremy is going to do one of those where they do the railroad ties, kind of do sections above ground, so he can do like pumpkins and corn. That's what he was talking about doing.
Good for
That's
him.
Too much work.
That's a lot of work. Like, I'm, you know, with cucumbers and tomatoes, you have to post them. Like, get a little post to when the vine starts growing.
Why don't you just get one of those topsy-turvy things that the tomatoes grow upside down? You've seen that on TV.
No.
You haven't?
I don't.
They sell them at Walgreens right as you walk through the front door there.
That's a smart idea.
It's like a hanging basket. It just grows and hangs instead of coming up.
My grandmother was an amazing gardener. I don't know what happened to me.
You've killed every plant I've ever had in this house.
I did not. I stopped. Like, I was like, these are no longer my plants.
You killed my strawberries.
If you want me to take care of them, I'm going to take them right to the trash.
You killed my pepper plant.
That's why I can't have kids.
You what?
You know, they tell you, they tell you if you can't take care of a plant, you shouldn't have kids.
So, in other words, I would come home one day and then just be a shriveled up dry.
I forgot to water the kid.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, I think we should end on that. She killed the kid.
No, that's not a good
No, we're going to end on that. We're at 31. That's the perfect time.
Did we do good today?
Huh?
Did we do good today?
We did pretty good. I think people will let us know. Let us know how we did today.
Sunday, you're going to be back from your Salt Lake City. We're going to do another one. And I bet you $500. I have more energy then.
I could tell. Well, that's why I asked you if you seemed a little tired.
I know.
You seem slower because it'd be like, you know what? I gotta tell you something.
I'm also drinking water and not Malibu.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. Well, we'll do this again on Sunday.
Yes.
Because I wanted to get one done because it's been like 2 weeks, hadn't it?
I know. We've just been so busy with our movie watching.
Right. So
that's what we should talk about Sunday, our movies.
Yeah. We got a couple of reviews that we can't do because they'll be out by then.
Yes.
And
they should be out by now, aren't they?
Actually, one starts Friday. Maybe we should throw that in now, and I'll send this to them. Let's close out with the review of Stoker.
Stoker. Nicole Kidman. Mm-hmm. Who else was in that movie?
Mia. I wish I could remember her name. She was in Alice in Wonderland. I'm going to be horrible, and the people that give us free movie premieres are, why don't you have the facts before you do this? Mia Wachowski, I think, is her name.
Oh.
But anyway, she was in.
It was a great movie. I liked it.
You liked it a lot. I thought it was good.
And you thought it was too weird.
I thought it was very weird.
The fact that I could like a movie and you think it's too weird, I never thought that would happen.
Well, I was the one that's turned you on to weird movies because you were always into the Hollywood kind of blockbuster, what's everybody seeing. And
that's
I was like,
true.
You have to see this. Have you seen Beginners? And you were like, ooh, that's a weird movie. Remember that one, Beginners?
Mm-hmm.
We've wandered away from the review
there. But I liked it.
But we're saying The Stoker is good. That's the new Nicole Kidman. It is good. It's produced by the Scott brothers, Ridley Scott and Tony Scott.
What other movies have they done?
Alien and Top Gun.
Oh, okay.
Big movies.
It was just, it kept me entertained, for sure.
And is a good has a good thriller twist to it.
Oh, dear Lord. Yes. It is Mia Wasikowska, Matthew Good, and it's directed by Park Chan-wook.
Okay.
And release date? Well, that's wrong. It says March 1st, 2013.
Well, they do that in different cities. We're talking about, for us, Denver. Sometimes
oh, okay.
They do L.A. and New York before they do here.
Yeah.
So what's your score for it?
It's 4.5 hot pink stars out of 5.
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I would give it probably 2.5, 3 out of that for me. You liked it much more than I did, but I enjoyed it.
And then we also, do we want to talk about the other movie we saw? That came out last week.
Yeah, what was that? Which one was it?
The Call.
The Call.
Which
that
Halle Berry, who I'm telling you, even if the movie sucks, Halle Berry can't do anything bad.
You liked this one a lot.
Not as much as Stoker.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I liked The Call better. I thought The Call kept me on the edge of the seat. They did it well. They did it right. It seemed believable.
It definitely seemed like a real, could be based on true story. Was it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So it had Halle Berry. It had Abigail Breslin
mm-hmm.
from Little Miss
Sunshine.
Sunshine.
She's all grown up.
was amazing.
And your quote from you was, she made that movie.
She really did. You know, Halle Berry's not, you're not going to go wrong with Halle Berry ever. But yeah, Abigail, amazing. Amazing. So I definitely recommend going to see that.
And the end of the movie, won't give it away, but we both loved the end of the movie.
Yes. So. But it was, I didn't see it coming. I was like, huh, that's rocking.
So it was nice to see two preview movies that we both liked. We've seen a couple of really bad ones the first part of this
year. But
you
liked them.
Yeah. There was a couple that I liked. But you were like, well, I read that they put out after the first of the year. They kind of slipped the stinkers out on you.
Right. I read that, and I totally believe that. And now we have to go see the Oz movie that everyone's already seen.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow we're going to the preview of...
No,
we're going to... Snooze. It's Olympus. Olympus must fall. Or Olympus has fallen.
Nap time.
No. And then Thursday we're going to go see...
Admission. Yes.
So we'll give you reviews on those. When we can,
yes,
we're allowed
we can.
To.
We're not supposed to talk about them until they come out.
Till the release time. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in and downloading and Stitchering us and iTuning us.
Thank you.
Make sure that you subscribe. Make sure you hit subscribe. That's the only way that we get credit for it, and it moves it up the chain and keeps us up there where people make it, you know, easier to find the show. So help us by. I'm tired myself. I'm stumbling. Let's just wrap this up and.
Peace out.
Yeah, peace out. We'll see you next time on Wrinkled Sheets.
Bye-bye.